Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the generous support of the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, Merit Resources of Urbandale, Remax Real Estate Concepts of the Des Moines Metro, West Bank of West Des Moines, Iowa Computer Repair of Windsor Heights, Lotus Moments Event Center of Des Moines, and Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, BinderyOne.com.
And thank you, Jimmy Olson. Welcome to the Snowmageddon edition of the News Hour for Tuesday, February 4. Today, along with the business news of the day, we'll visit with the McGinnis family who own Wine Styles Tasting Station. They like the franchise so much they bought the entire idea. And in the second half hour, after the stocks and commodity report, we'll visit with Marquita Oliver. She's the city manager of Norwalk. We'll get to the top business news of the day. Stay with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to be joined with our friends from Norwalk, ladies and gentlemen. The Norwalk folks that are here, Marquita Oliver is the city manager. We're going to take on that conversation in just a moment. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible by the support of Remax Real Estate Concepts, home buying and selling made simple with offices throughout the metro at homeconnect.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work all the time, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Thanks so very much for coming along with us. 18 degrees currently in the city, 4 degrees tonight. Can you imagine that? Snow is going to hang around for a little while, and then for tomorrow, our high temperature is expected to reach 7 degrees. Yikes. 23 and a half minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. It's going to be the Norwalk Show, ladies and gentlemen. We just had Lance Hansen on with us, and Lance was talking about home prices here in the metro, and he said the number one place where home prices are starting to really come up is in the city of Norwalk. Number one.
Excellent.
Can you imagine that?
That's
with us, in studio, we have three guests today, Josh Hagen and Tom Phillips. Tom is the mayor of the city of Norwalk, and the city manager is Marquita Oliver. Marquita, good to see you again.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
You know, Marquita and I go back to her former life as the city manager for the great city of, I call it the village, of Windsor Heights, and you move south on us.
Yes, yes, the weather's better in Norwalk.
Is that right? Well, Warren County, everything's good in Warren County, for crying out loud. Marquita, you're the city manager, and you're working in a city that has that really has had some issues in the past. But like the rest of the metro, we're starting to see communities turn around and people starting to really reinvest in the community. It wasn't that long ago that in Norwalk there was, you know, that somebody wrote, it was in one of the newspapers, that it was a tired, sleepy little town. But those things are starting to change, and because there are people that are really driving the conversation. Tell me, what does a city manager do? Do you like make sure the snowplows are out or what?
Yeah, we're in charge of the day-to-day operations of the municipal government. The council gives us the guidance, and sure, then we make it happen. It's kind of like if it were a private company, the council and the mayor, they would be the board of directors, and the city manager would be the CEO.
Got it. Okay, and so that's... You're the slave to the,
yes.
Yeah.
If everything is going well, the council's doing a great job. And if things aren't going well, the city manager stinks.
Isn't that the way it is? Tom, you are the mayor of Norwalk. How did you get to have that illustrious opportunity?
Well, ran for mayor back in November.
Yeah.
And
you got it.
Was fortunate enough to win. Yes. Yeah, so... I've been mayor for a month now.
How's this going?
It's going really, really well.
Yeah.
I think, Norwalk is a great, great community. And I think good things are going to start happening there.
Well, you know, you got to be optimistic about that because the rest of the metro, really, all of these communities, we just had Bob Andwig on, and Bob is the mayor of the city of Urbandale. And he was crowing about great things in Urbandale. And I know our good friend, Mr. White from the Warren County Economic Development Corporation, you know, is always crowing about great things happening in Warren County. And Indianola and all of these communities are really seeing some great growth. We just had the chamber exec from Grimes in, Brian Bothy, and Brian was talking about how things are readjusting there. So it's really not odd, is it, that things are turning around?
Right. And I think we see it all around the state. Things are turning around. And fortunately, you know, Norwalk has a lot of opportunity in it. We have got a lot of ground that's developed.
We have room
to grow. That's exactly right.
Tom, what's your other life?
Work down at Principal Financial Group.
Okay. All right. So you're a money lender? Is that...
No, I'm actually our mainframe OS team, so operating systems team.
You're one of the smart guys that do things with computers, right?
I don't know if smart would be the right word.
That's all right. That's all right. We had a story yesterday that 3 out of 4 households now are connected to the internet, and that's up like a huge percentage point of what it was just 5 years ago. Amazing. 17%. 17% of households still don't want to have anything to do with a computer. Can you imagine that?
Hmm.
Yeah, I know. Nah. I know. You're in OS. Who knows?
That's right.
And also with us is Josh Hagen. Josh, what is your world? What do you do?
Well, I'm the community development director for the city. So a lot of the growth that we were seeing, I like take credit for because I've been there a year. So we've had a lot of good things happen over the years.
Yeah. This is like the good time hour. You know, all these new kids are here in town. Marquita, how long have you been with the city?
I've been with the city a little over a year and a half.
Right. So a year and a half, a year and 1 month.
Yes.
So don't ask us any historical questions.
Yeah. We won't do anything really tough on that. Well, listen, we're going to hold you guys over for the next half hour, if that's all right. We're going to get into the Wall Street Journal report and the stocks of local interest, and then we're going to regroup because we had a bit of a snafu, and I'll be honest with everybody. We had another group coming in for the first segment, and the weather must have delayed them, so we have lots of time to spend together to think up all kinds of great quality conversation to fill the airwaves for the next 30 minutes or so. So you guys better be on your A game, okay? We're going to step aside now and check out the Wall Street Journal report. We'll come back with stocks of local interest, also the commodity report and the report from the Iowa Agricultural Radio Network. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
Street Journal report. I'm Bruce Vail.
From Norwalk, we got Tom. We got everybody here. I don't know if they left anybody in town. We'll find out. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.
Inside on Business, the NewsHour is made possible by the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, home buying and selling made simple with offices throughout the metro at homeconnect.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work all the time, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got, to take away the 19 minutes now before the hour of 6 o'clock, CBS News comes up at the top of the hour. If you want to connect with us, well, you can do that on Twitter. It's at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. And for the videos and some of the photos and some of the other things that is here, if you are on Facebook, happy 10th birthday, by the way, Facebook, you can go to our Facebook page. All you have to do is search for Insight on Business, the NewsHour, and we will be there. And a podcast page and all of the stuff. If you wanted to check this interview a little bit later on, it'll be up on our podcast page, as was the interview with Lance Hansen from earlier this evening with regard to home prices here in the Des Moines metro area. With us in studio, Josh Hagen, Tom Phillips, and Marquita Oliver. Tom is Josh and Marquita, I've learned, they are the posse, because Tom is the mayor, and so wherever the mayor goes, apparently Josh and Marquita go to make sure that he's the mayor. And they whisper in his ear as he walks along, "You are the mayor." Well, it's a month. He's had the job a month, right? We want to talk a little bit about Norwalk, where the city's going. And before we get started, Josh, I apologize. We have met before. You were also with the city of Windsor Heights, and you moved south for better weather as well.
Huh? Correct.
Yeah, okay. Now we've got that straight. Well, let's take some of these chunks of information, because we want to give each one their due amount of attention. What's going on in Norwalk?
Everything.
Yeah.
We have a ton of development going on, both in the commercial arena and in the residential arena. And we're shaking and moving.
What's going on? Why is that? I mean, we've seen some other things like this in some small towns that circle the metro. Some communities are doing great things. There's people moving there because there's space. What's the driver? What is the what's the excitement about Norwalk all of a sudden that you guys can point to?
Well, I'm just going to mention that the excitement, you know, all of a sudden, Josh and I have only been there a short time, so.
You know, if you patted yourself on the back anymore, Marquita, it would hurt.
And, no, we have the home show coming up, and there's a great deal of excitement about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that for just a second. And the home show is a huge endeavor, and it has traditionally been here in the Des Moines metro proper. Just last year it was in Urbandale. And so we're moving it.
I want to jump in there. And you said in Des Moines metro proper. And I want to just point out that Norwalk is in Des Moines metro proper. And I think that's what's going on in Norwalk, is people are realizing that, and realizing that, gee, you can be downtown from Norwalk in 15 minutes, yeah, or to Jordan Creek in 15 minutes.
I think the contiguous cities with regard, and Norwalk is also contiguous, isn't it? Duh. Yeah, the city of Des Moines does go that far south. But I think that's really interesting that you're getting that attention down there, because this should really open the eyes of some people, because these aren't $150,000 homes that are being built.
No, they range from $500,000 to $1 million homes, and it's being spearheaded by Vista Development.
Right.
We've been partnering with Vista and with Coppola Enterprises, and of course with the Home Builders Association. We're very excited about those partnerships and about the home show coming up at the end of July.
That'll be fun. Along with that, there was an announcement. I know the Warren County Economic Development Group, they were all excited about this. Lofredo is building a big facility down there in Warren County in Norwalk. Tell us about that.
Well, Lofredo is building about a 45,000 square foot facility, and they call it a slice and dice facility. It's going to be about 150 employees in the beginning, ramping up to 250 employees. And when they open their doors with the 150 employees, they're going to be our largest private employer. Hmm. So it's a really huge, significant economic development project for Norwalk.
Big. What about the downtown core, Tom? The downtown core in Norwalk has could have some great vitality to it. Do you have do you have a bike trail close to the downtown core? Do you know?
Downtown core of Norwalk?
Uh-huh.
No, we don't have a bike trail right now, but we do. We're getting a $10,000 grant from Polk County to study about bike trails and how we can hook up into the metro.
That's right. I did see that roll through, and that yesterday we were talking with Jay Hartz from Perry, who owns the Hotel Patti, and he said one of his top demographics for luring people to the Hotel Patti are bicyclists, and it's like that all over the country. When you turn to community development in your world, what kinds of things are you working on right now, Josh?
Well, I've been working a lot with the Lofredo project that we were just talked about, and coming up here shortly, staff, so me and our city planner, we're reviewing a new site plan for a Hy-Vee that's bought some ground in Norwalk that's looking to build the next couple of years. So we're working with them to get that plan put together and get them integrated into the community and get a nice, another bigger facility and a larger employer within our community.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's one of the things, Tom, as mayor, that you always have to be concerned with is making sure that there are jobs in a community like Norwalk for these people that are moving there, not just to be a bedroom community, but for people to actually work within that area, which also helps the tax base.
Right, right. And I think what we really want is to, like you said, provide the jobs in Norwalk so that people stay in Norwalk
more. Yeah.
And hopefully we that'll also drive some other developments, such as like restaurants and
absolutely
those types of those.
Well, you know, we've seen that here in Des Moines. Before there were actually people living downtown in the downtown core, you know, this place used to just roll up its sidewalks at 5 o'clock at night. You know, there's nobody here. And but now that there are just tons of living opportunities from lofts to rentals to condos within the core of downtown Des Moines, the place is still alive at 8, 9 o'clock at night. And it's great to see that. At least you're going to get maybe a Hy-Vee in Norwalk. They can't seem to get a grocery store in downtown Des Moines.
Some other businesses on the business front, some other businesses in Norwalk, too, were very fortunate, have just made the investment of expanding, such as La Quercia. They produce prosciutto. I don't know if people know this, but Norwalk is the prosciutto capital of the country. Yes, we are. We have the best prosciutto in the United States.
In Norwalk.
Does.
No
That's
kidding.
Right. And Roe Electronics also just invested in an expansion. So we have lots of businesses who are there who are expanding in addition to the ones locating there.
That's, you know, that's super new. I had no idea. You see, the great things, ladies and gentlemen, that we bring you here, you know, now you find out that this is the capital of prosciutto for the United States. Well, at least... Yeah, it is.
It is.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
Honest. Mm-hmm. Marquita would not tell us a story. What else is cooking? We talked about the home show. We've talked about home prices. It was and the cities within the metro all made, six of them, wasn't it? Six or eight of them?
Eight of the 10 cities that were deemed by Movado Real Estate Blog as the 10 best places in Iowa are in the Des Moines metro.
Isn't that amazing?
Norwalk is number six.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. I mean, you stop and think about how far this entire metro has come, and it is really remarkable. And I think, Tom, you might agree as mayor of Norwalk that one of the things that has accelerated this, our quality of life and some of the other things, is that many of these communities that used to work independently are now working together on lots of different things. Would that be accurate?
Yes, I think so. But I've only been there for a month, so I'm not sure exactly all the relationships that we've had.
Let me ask the. I understand.
Yeah.
But we're seeing that with regard to the Greater Des Moines Partnership. The Capital Crossroads program that they've put together. They are trying to include more of the governance of these various municipalities around here.
Right.
And I think that bodes well, not only for economic development issues, but also the quality of life that we can bring. And because we can bring you guys from Norwalk to Des Moines to talk about Norwalk, and folks in Urbandale and Grimes and Ames are listening right now going, oh, wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that you were doing that.
We also have a very good relationship with Warren County Economic Development.
Oh, well, yeah, so. Of course. You know, everybody loves Mr. White.
Something that I would want to jump in and mention about talking about quality of life and building those relationships, two things. One of the great things quality of life that Norwalk offers is our schools, and I will defer to the mayor to talk about some great things that the schools have. The mayor actually was on the school board for many years.
Really?
So he's familiar with that.
That was another high-paying job, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes. But before he talks about that, I would just mention that something that I found very wonderful when I arrived in Norwalk is that the great relationship with this school district and the things that we work on together. Last summer, the city received the ICMA Program of the Year Award for a partnership that we do with the school district. We have a joint facility that houses our public works and also houses the school's buses and their
transportation area.
Mm-hmm. And we have a joint IT department, which is wonderful as well. So, but I'll defer to the mayor to talk about all of the other great things that the school offers.
I think Norwalk does offer world class schools. We have even though we're growing, we're just on the edge of 4A, but we still have a 3A feel. The facilities that we have are top-notch. We've worked really hard over the years to really get our buildings and grounds in tip-top shape. We make sure that in the lower elementary, we have small class sizes. They try to stay under 20. In the upper elementary, again, small class sizes. They stay around 22 or so. So academically, our academic achievement is on the rise. So a lot of good things are going on down there. We have brand new performing arts center, brand new stadium, and a lot of good things happening within the school district.
You know, and the success of a community can really ride on its schools and how well integrated those schools are with the rest of the community. And there's all kinds of great ideas being fostered across the state now about partnering up with schools, because realizing that not every child that's in high school is going or should go and get a four-year college degree. Right. We need the trades in this state. I saw a number recently that said, you know, there's 25,000 skilled trades people needed desperately yesterday in many places.
And yes, that's one of the reasons why Norwalk partnered with the other Warren County school districts with DMAC to put in the DMAC center down at Southridge, and we have a certain number of students that we can send there, and we certainly encourage our students to go there if they want to go into the trades or in a nursing or those types of occupations.
You talk about a career that pays well, and that's in the trades. We're going to take a really quick break, regroup here, and come back with our friends from the great city of Norwalk. This is the Norwalk Show, ladies and gentlemen. I just kind of turned into that this evening. Thanks so very much for being with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of West Bank of West Des Moines and Iowa. West Bank works for businesses. Learn more at westbankstrong.com. And the Lotus Moments Event Center, open for your next business meeting, networking function, and company party, lotusmomentseventcenter.com.
17 degrees in the city right now. We're going to get down to four. I couldn't read Dustin's handwriting. that's a four. I got it. And then high temperature for tomorrow is scheduled to be somewhere near 7 degrees. Blowing and drifting snow, particularly south of the Des Moines metro, and they're getting really dumped down on the Minnesota or the Missouri border right now. I saw a news story just a moment ago that Kansas City was also getting dumped pretty well on. Here in the metro, we've gotten a couple of inches of snow, but it is slow going out on the interstates in both directions. With us in studio, Josh Hagen, Tom Phillips. He's the mayor of Norwalk for a month. He's been a mayor. And Marquita Oliver, the city administrator, the city manager there. Tom, when we talk about housing and housing opportunities, what's going on in Norwalk right now? I'm sorry, Josh.
Well, over just 2 years ago in 2011, we've had 100% growth in the terms of single family
building
permits.
100% growth.
Yeah, we had 42 single family permits in 2011, up to 84 this past year.
Wow. That's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, and it with our townhomes taken into account, it's over $30 million in residential building going on this last year.
Do you have enough apartment complexes? Do you have enough rentals?
Well, that's another thing that's actually coming up is we've Hubble's planned some future apartments, and we just approved a 60-unit apartment building, and we're working with them on another 120-unit apartment building that they got in the works down there.
Well, so when we're talking about all these things, Marquita, when a community grows this quickly, does it put a strain on your infrastructure? You know, the water and the sewers and the fire department and all of these kinds of things. What do you have to look to in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, growth certainly leads to demand for services and the need for infrastructure. We are constantly building something new, but we're also taking care of our older infrastructure. This summer, we're launching a $3.5 to $4 million street project to take care of some streets in the Lakewood section of Norwalk. But we also are always looking to be more efficient with our resources so that we can provide the services that both our current residents and our incoming residents demand.
Of course. Well, you know, but all this is predicated on the fact that when you have growth like this, and we're building new rental units and we're building new houses and doubling then you've got sewer issues to think about, and you've got water treatment issues to think about, and you've got all these other things that go along with it. And sometimes people don't understand that for every positive thing that goes on, for every thing that flows money into the coffers, there's other things that are going to be taking money out. So that budgetary process is critical, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And as you advance, there's always responsibilities that go along with mm-hmm. that. We're fortunate in that the people who came before me, who sat in my chair before me and
a year and a half ago,
in the mayor's chair before him,
a month ago,
made the decision to join the Wastewater Reclamation Authority, uh-huh. which is, again, a regional effort. And that goes back to what we talked about earlier, those partnerships coming together to be more efficient and to be more cost-effective with the dollar.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for coming in and braving the blizzard, the snowmageddon, to come in here and do that. Mr. Mayor, Tom Phillips from the city of Norwalk, thanks very much. And his posse, Josh Hagen, and also Marquita Oliver, for spending some time with us here on Insight on Business, the NewsHour. For all of us associated with the NewsHour, that would be our technical director, Dustin Halderson, the voice of Insight on Business. That would be our good friend Jimmy Olson, and the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.